This is 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite, and it is Chamber Chat. And today, we'll be speaking with a Chamber Ambassador in the WGHN studios. We have John McCleave of McCleave Agency. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well. Tell me about McCleave Agency. Where's that at?
Yeah. We're located up in North Muskegon. We're coming up on 2 years now, Yeah, we really specialize helping people with their home and auto insurance, mm-hmm. life insurance needs. We just love taking care of people and protecting them for their worst day.
That's what a lot of people say, yeah. So how did you get involved with the Grand Haven Chamber then?
Sure, yeah. Originally, after I opened my agency, I was looking for networking groups and found the Grand Haven Chamber and they offered their leads groups.
So you did leads, okay.
Yeah, I did leads for a while. I got plugged in and jumped into the deep end of the swimming pool and knew a handful of people down here, but now I know a lot of people down in the Grand Haven area. We love it. My family and I, we love coming down here, mm-hmm. The pier, and it's our second home.
It's our second home.
It's our cottage away from our original home up in North Muskegon.
There you go. And I'll tell you, it might only be like 30, 40 miles, but it is a different way of life over here.
It is.
It's a slower pace. In the summer, I'm not even wearing shoes in here, John. I'm not. So you did the leads group, and now you're a chamber ambassador.
Yeah. Heather Solomon reached out to me right around September this past fall.
Okay.
And thought, hey, I see a lot of these events. You seem to really enjoy connecting with people. We're looking to add to our ambassador group. And I was like, what is an ambassador?
Yeah, never, exactly.
You know, so I'm fairly new into the business world. And so I just, I met with her, we got coffee, she mm-hmm. shared a little bit more. I'm like, it's pretty much exactly what I'm doing, attending the chamber events. But now I get to have a job to do, I get to wear a hat. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, I get to try to connect people with others.
Right.
And so I enjoy serving, mm-hmm. I enjoy relationships, and that's really all it is at the end of the day as an ambassador.
I think so. Yeah, so. I think you're right. And there's always that one person, like, okay, I'm actually really shy in real life. People don't believe that, but I am. But whenever there's always that one person at a chamber event where they might be new, they may not know anybody, and they're just kind of. And I've seen ambassadors just go right up to them, greet them, sit down, and then it's like this weight is lifted off their shoulders. Like, oh, somebody will talk to me, and then introduce, and that's what it's all about, is engaging in, you know, meeting people and showing people, you know, where they need to go for what it is they need.
That's probably what you just described as my favorite part.
You like that, huh? You like people.
I love people.
And yeah.
And especially the folks that are a little bit shy because I was once there.
You were, okay.
Like a short time ago, 2 years ago.
Really?
That was me when I joined the chamber and started going all these things.
Like, you were shy.
I was shy and people didn't know me. And I think there's, over the last 2 years, obviously, there's been a lot of growth for me, mm-hmm. In respect and appreciation for those that are maybe taking a leap of faith and trying something new.
Yeah.
That really resonates with me. And so
that's
interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
So by being a chamber ambassador, it's kind of it's given you a little more confidence, too. You know,
absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yep. I'm no longer the guy that just shows up to the events in a recognizable face. But I like to say people are starting to address me more and more by name.
I like that.
And so, yeah, being an ambassador has really just helped me people getting to know me and who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But again, more importantly, I'm able to serve and network and connect people.
Yeah.
So
if somebody's listening and they're not part of the chamber, what do you want people to know about the chamber and why they should join the chamber as a business owner?
Man, Grand Haven Chamber is so active.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
There's so many things to do. And with Grand Haven, too, it being just kind of a smaller community, mm-hmm. you really get to know people really quick.
Yeah, you do.
And a lot of those same familiar faces go to similar events.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't take long to get some traction and really begin to feel plugged in and feel a part of the community. You know, it's kind of my position's a little unique. I'm up in North Muskegon.
Yeah, it is unique,
yeah,
John.
Yeah. I didn't grow up necessarily in Grand Haven.
Right?
I grew up in North Muskegon,
yep,
but always was fond of Grand Haven,
mm-hmm,
and thought, I want to be a part of Grand Haven, especially with opening up my business.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and now it's, like I said, it's our second home, and I feel plugged into the community, and...
That's great to hear.
It's great. Yeah. It's been
a great
experience.
That's really great to hear.
Yep. It's like being in Leeds and then going to all of those chamber events as a member,
mm-hmm,
was great.
Mm-hmm.
Once I became an ambassador, shortly in the last 7 months, I've only been an ambassador since like November.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's really taken it to another level.
I love
that. I didn't realize it.
You didn't
until,
know that, yeah.
Yep, I just walked into it, embraced it, and ran with it, and here I am, and
I love
Grand Haven.
You could hear the passion in your voice. I love
yes.
that. It's been wonderful talking to different chamber ambassadors, because each chamber ambassador has a different take on what it is they do and whatnot. So it's been really interesting.
Yeah, yeah. We each have our own stories and experiences.
You do,
right?
Yeah.
And some have been here. The Ruiz, they've been here for a while.
Them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they've been here forever.
I'm probably the newest, besides Dave Zappa. I think I might be the next.
I love it.
The newest ambassador member, and it's been great.
Is this, John? Is this the first time you've been on the radio?
Yes.
Okay, you did really well.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
No, I mean, honestly, I actually, when I was talking to you, I thought, oh, he's probably been on the radio lots of times. Well, I'm glad that, you know, you're very comfortable in front of a microphone, which is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I just learned something new about myself.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Well, I look forward to seeing you at the various chamber events as well. John McCleave,
thank
thanks for being here.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
It's another Chamber Chat.